You're listening to Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Time to hit the stage and talk theater with the Artistic Director of the Ensemble Theater Cincinnati, D. Lynn Myers. You can be part of the conversation on Facebook or Twitter by emailing talk@wvxu.org or by calling 513-419-7100. Well, thanks for being on Cincinnati Edition, Lynn.
I am happy to spend the afternoon with you. Thanks for having me here.
Thanks for breaking all those traffic laws on the way here, too. I appreciate
that.
Well, as you kick off the 2013-2014 season with last week's opening of Other Desert Cities, which we heard a little bit about on Around Cincinnati last night on WVXU, how about a State of the Theater statement from you? Things have certainly changed in the neighborhood since you and I met so many years ago.
They have. They've changed inside and outside and all around the theater, to be honest. Many years ago, you know, the theater was founded 28 years ago, which seems like impossible. And I wasn't part of that, but we are celebrating the vision of those people that decided Cincinnati needed a second professional theater. And it was one of those rare theaters in this country that was begun as an equity-paid professional company. And that was a big deal 28 years ago. Now we have some more. Now we have Cincinnati Shakespeare, who's also an equity company. But to have a place for artists, particularly regional artists, to live and work as professional actors and designers and directors, it was a big gift to the city. And we are celebrating the rewards of that vision still today. And now we happen to have some great neighbors. Now it happens to be that Over the Rhine is the place to be, as opposed to be the place where you drove really fast to get through, which used to be the case. Much nicer to have a wonderful restaurant on the corner and wonderful Washington Park and all of that compared to what we won't talk about, what we did have when I came back here now 15 years ago.
And it was a bit rough back then. I mean, you were having issues with audience, again, just because of the reputation of the neighborhood, whether real or not,
well,
kept folks away.
I love the fact that you said bit rough. That's very sweet of you. Yeah, it was pretty horrible.
And well, I've been working in the neighborhood longer than you, Lynn.
I know
so
you have.
Just kind of.
So what I'd say is that this enormous group of people who had such a amount of faith, not one entity, but a collective entity of people who just didn't give up on Over the Rhine. And to me, that was the thing that really allowed all the great work that's been done to happen, because there were people who so believed in it, including me, and certainly before me, the founders of ETC, who believed that it was that, you know, if you build it, they will come. And along comes all these other wonderful things, Art Academy across the street, 3CDC gets formed, that gets involved. So yeah, it's kind of wonderful. Great partners. But most of all, what I love about Over the Rhine is back when I was a kid, a million and thousand years ago, my grandfather worked at Findlay Market as his second job. So I spent my weekends at market, right? And I used to be able to walk around Findlay Market and walk all around and everything was cool. Well, 15 years ago, it wasn't. Now, yet again, it is the first place I tell people visiting Cincinnati, hey, you got to go to the market. You've got to see how cool this place is. So it's been a great transformative time, and our audiences have grown with that neighborhood. Our audiences are, I really truly believe, the most loyal in this country. We have audiences that between 85 and 90% renewed their subscriptions without knowing what the season is. So I give all the credit in the world for ETC's success to that audience who shows up and believes in what we're doing. It's a great place to be.
D. Lynn Myers, Artistic Director of Ensemble Theater Cincinnati, here to talk about the theater and their new season. You can join the conversation, 513-419-7100. And before we get into the specifics of the season, Lynn, I wanted to ask about how now, with the state of the neighborhood, the state of the theater, with the audience coming back on a regular basis, how that changes how you put together a season.
Well, it doesn't change the mission, which is cool, because the mission is always, it was just even re-endorsed by the board a couple years ago, which is about plays that are contemporary plays, that have a social conscience, plays that are new to Cincinnati or brand new. We're still commissioning new plays and bringing shows like Other Desert Cities and Tribes, which haven't played here yet. But we we've added more performances. What we found in surveying our audience is they don't want a big theater. They don't want to go to some 500, 600, 700 seat theater. They like 191 seats. So we've kept it 191 seats, but now we have Tuesday night shows at 7:30. Now we have Sunday night shows at 7. It's been exciting. We added the Saturday matinee a couple years ago, and I thought, oh boy, this is really pushing it. And people showed up. So the way we've been able to respond to our increased attendance is to give them more shows to attend. And we are still, people think our capital campaign is stuck. Well, it's just on pause because I just need to raise a simple $600,000 and I'll be fine. That'll help me get off the mark. So with the capital renovations that'll happen, we'll have better accessibility, we'll have an elevator, we'll have all those cool things that the big kids have. It's just it'll be in our very own home base. So while we're waiting to get all those funds in place to expand the lobby and to make it even a quicker turnaround, we're just expanding the number of shows we can do right now.
And a lot of positive feedback. I've heard a lot of great things about the productions you put on, and really you fulfill a niche here in Cincinnati when it comes to the theater, the bridging the gap between the community and the community all around and the community theater groups. That is just amazing to. I believe in that ripple effect, if you may, and I think you make some nice ripples there, Lynn.
I hope so. That's our goal. You know, community theater in this town is extraordinary, and has been since I was growing up in this town. And the Cincinnati Playhouse is extraordinary. And so is Cincinnati Shakes. And so what happens is the Ensemble Theater, I hope that the initial beginning of that theater was an inspiration to people to say, you know what, you can work hard, you can become a professional, you can make money if you stick it out and stay here in Cincinnati. And that's what I hope we've been able to help bridge some of those gaps. And in the meantime, do some pretty fabulous scripts, which I think otherwise may not be seen here.
And one is the first one of the season, Other Desert Cities, that was a Pulitzer Prize finalist and running open last week. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on the new season, by the way. But talk about Other Desert Cities. It's that family drama slash comedy,
right.
You know, a lot of real life in it.
A lot of real life. And awfully interesting. And I find that because we do the contemporary plays, more times than not, they seem to have a relevance that I didn't even suspect when I picked it. I knew it was a great play. I love the writer, John Robert Bates' work. I love that it was a Pulitzer finalist. I love the tension and the comedy in it. But, you know, now that we sit here, sadly, on the precipice of another war action, and this play deals with a family who's still healing from the outcome of the Vietnam War, and dealing with the tension within a family about reactions to the war in Iraq and Iran, it takes place in 2004. And there's a beautiful line in the play where they talk about needing distance and how distance is always a good thing. So at this point in time, we're going back to 2004 with Other Desert Cities, even though it was written after that. And we're talking about something that happened in the 70s, something that was happening in 2004. And it is sadly a very poignant resonance with the audience as we sit here right now waiting for the news of what's next.
So that's running through September 22nd. Let's talk about some of the other ones. Well, before we dive into the specific productions, how do you decide how to make up a season? What's your philosophy there, D-Lynn?
I throw a bunch of stuff on the floor. actually, I do have these cards that the staff, I think, they make fun, but they won't do it in front of me. I do these index cards, and all these shows that I love, and I only put shows on there that I love for one reason or another. It may not be something I personally love, but I think the city needs or wants, or my tech team would have a spectacular time doing it, or there's a wonderful actor or actress that would be terrific in it. So it starts with about, I'd say, roughly 40 to 50 cards that we've narrowed the world of theater down to. And then we keep playing with those. I keep playing with those as far as what makes a season, because as much as I love selling single tickets and Other Desert Cities selling great, we're happy about all that. But what I really love are those people who subscribe. I love those people who sign up for the ETC experience. So it's very important to me to pick a mix of six plays that make a complete experience for that year. So while other desert cities is very political and also very intensely human about the human condition, then the other plays in the season bring different colors to it. So if you will, you have this kind of great spinning wheel of color, and if it all adds up to, we hope, of what it is, I think, without even hoping it, I can't say, a very unique experience.
Dielin Myers is the Artistic Director of Ensemble Theater Cincinnati. Their new season's underway with a production of Other Desert Cities, running through September 22nd. And then in October, it's Rapture, Blister, Burn, which as a title in itself is evocative and provocative.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yes, it is.
I think it sounds very, very sexy. And it is. It is about three generations of women. A mother, her daughter, and then a young woman who's babysitting for people. And so if you look at people who are 20, 40, and 60, it's a look at exactly where we are right now with the women's movement and where we may not be with the women's movement. And it's also a really cool, hot little love story mixed in between there. Somebody drunk dials a college roommate after all these years and says, "Hey, I want your life." And it's about the summer where these two friends get back together again after not seeing each other for almost 20 years, and their lives intertwine and change. There is a guy in it, so that's what I'll say about that. And it's a beautiful, beautiful piece of contemporary writing by this fabulous young woman, Gina Gianfrido, who also, by the way, this was a Pulitzer finalist in 2013. So pretty cool, back to back. But she wrote a beautiful play called After Ashley. She wrote a wonderful play called Becky Shaw. And in my opinion, personal opinion, this is her best play yet, because she lets the conversation just unfold the way we're talking here today. It is so natural. It is so believable. It is so lovely. And we do hear a lot about the women's movement without feeling like we're in school. This is not a lecture. This is about what happens when somebody actually puts their belief into action and how lives change over a very short period of time in a summer. It's highly contemporary and highly interesting, very charming, and I think it'll surprise Cincinnati, I hope.
Well, speaking of charming, there is a popular team in town, I guess you could say, who have put together Around the World in 80 Days.
Indeed. The boys are back.
The boys are back. And the boys are
David Kaiser and Joseph McDonough. And again, part of what I think is uniquely cool about Cincinnati is way back when the theater started, they really showcased local playwrights. And we have, as much as possible over the years, continued that tradition. David Kaiser is a wonderful composer, lyricist, also a good script writer. Joe McDonough's wonderful playwright. Now Joe and David have been working together as a team for 14 years, I'd say. And they've created eight shows for Ensemble Theater, and Around the World is one of those shows. And it was Joe's idea years ago, when we were all going to die, when it became the year 2000, to go back to Around the World in 80 Days and say, what if we set this at the end of 1899 into 1900? And we put this breakneck pace of this adventure, set it against the backdrop of New Year's Eve, so he has to be back by New Year's Eve. So, as you know, Ensemble Theater always does non-denominational, multi-generational, yes, holiday musicals. So Around the World in 80 Days fits that bill beautifully. It's a warm, wonderful retelling of the story and is actually probably closer to the original story than some of what we've done. However, there's going to be a lot of things that are different in how our production may look as opposed to how a gentleman's club in 1899 may have looked. For example, there will be women in the club. people on stage will look more like people of Cincinnati, not people of London in 1899. And I hope that it's a mixed, wonderful, sort of great way to retell a happy story. And the music is simply soaring. David Kaiser, one of his best scores. It's just going to be terrific. And if anybody misses Michael Bath playing Passepartout, they will have missed the entire key to having a good time this holiday season. He is so delightfully funny and wonderful. And that's a great show that is truly for everybody. I can honestly say that.
Dielin Myers from the Ensemble Theater Cincinnati talking about their new season. We'll continue with that season after we take a call. 513-419-7100, the number to call. Mickey from Walnut Hills, you're on Cincinnati Edition.
Hello, am I on?
Yes, ma'am, you are. Welcome.
Oh, great, great. All these people that you are talking about, David Lyman, David McLean, David Blackburn, Victoria Morgan, Nancy Bauer, SCTA, all this history, I have experienced this in the city as a dancer. And that's not to overlook contemporary dance theater, which is going into its 40th anniversary. However, the main point is that I want to make is that Jefferson James, a woman, and Victoria Morgan, a woman, and D. Lynn Myers, a woman, are all three, they have established beautiful art in this city in a very businesslike way. They're multi-talented. They are aesthetically beautiful as well as financially savvy. And I just want to congratulate them and note them.
Well, thank you, Mickey. Aww. I appreciate your call.
What
thank
a
you very much
call.
For calling. And indeed, it is amazing.
You.
The you know, I was mentioning when I was talking to David Lyman earlier about what a real cornucopia of the arts that we have here in Cincinnati, and you know, ensemble theater, a big part of it too.
We are proud to be part of a beautiful, beautiful group of arts organizations who have terrific leaders. And I think that you'll find in Cincinnati much more of a collaborative spirit than you may find in other cities. We genuinely all succeed when one of us succeeds.
Well, let's move on. We only have a few minutes left, just two minutes left here to talk about the season. We talked about Around the World in 80 Days. Tribes, that's coming up. This is one that I heard about that I was, I'm very intrigued by.
Well, you're not supposed to have favorites, you know, as an artistic director, but I got to tell you, I love this play. I love this play so much. It is revolutionary in that it puts you into the world, the world of a non-hearing person. So the audience understands a little bit more about what it's like in this community, in this society, to live without the gift of a hearing. It's a love story wrapped into a family drama, wrapped into an incredibly new voice in the theater. So I'm thrilled about that. I just can't wait for it to start. And the wonderful Michael Haney is directing that show for us. We have a partnership with a beautiful woman who just left St. Rita School for the Deaf as the vice principal for years. I'm so excited, I can hardly breathe. And Mountaintop is a beautiful fable, based on what might have happened the night before the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. It is a hard-hitting play, but with a beautiful heart. I can tell you it is not realistic. He does have a conversation with God on the phone, and she enjoys that chat. So I will mention that also the fabulous, wonderful actor who did Thurgood for us a few years back, Gavin Lawrence, will be in town to play that beautiful role. And a brand new world premiere, Size Matters.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds very interesting. It's about being giant size in a fun size world. Anybody who saw Mrs. Mannerly last year met Ray McAnally, who is about 6'4". Not sure what he weighs these days, but he's a brilliant, wonderful actor who's created 30-something characters, all of whom talk about what it's like to be a professional actor when everybody's supposed to be tiny. It's a funny, wonderful world premiere to finish our season. Now, Mark, I talked really fast because you said I had 2 minutes. Did we
That's
make
right.
it?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, with a wee bit of time to spare. So you're talking about Tribes. That runs from late January to February. The Mountaintop, mm-hmm. about the night before Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. That runs March 19th through April 6th. And Size Matters, that world premiere, co-directed by Ed Stern and D. Lynn Myers, coming up May 7th at the Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati. D. Lynn, thank you very much for
thank
being
you.
Here.
What a blast.
A lot
Thanks
of great things,
me.
And congratulations on what looks like it will be another great season.
Thank you so much, Mark.
D. Lynn Myers, the Artistic Director of Ensemble Theater Cincinnati, talking about the new season for ETC. Other Desert Cities, running now through September 22nd. You can learn about tickets and info about other plays this season by catching a link through wvxu.org.